In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a great honor and privilege to preach in Concordia Seminary's Sister Seminary's Chapel, and I thank Reverend Dr. Grimm for this opportunity. I pray that after the preaching of this message, you will hold me in as gracious a stead as you did before I preached it. Hate as the Lord does. Love as the Lord does. I hate, I despise your feasts, your Easter vigils, and your Christmas candlelight services. I take no delight in your solemn assemblies, your Good Friday reproaches, your Lenten midweek services. Even though you offer me your prayers, your doxologies, your Te Deums, and your Sanctuses, I will not accept them. And the services of light and your signs of the cross and your genuflections, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, your hymns and your cantatas, your mighty fortresses, and your For All the Saints. To the melody of your organs, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Trust me, I hear your protests already. That's not true of our sacrifices of praise, of our worship, of our doctrinally righteous offerings. Amos's word of law does not apply to us, you decry. God does not hate our feasts. Are you certain? Would you want to deny that God's word to Israel through Amos can and should be spoken to you? And if you are protesting as a future pastoral presider over the church's worship, imagine how Dr. Grimm and I feel. If anyone wants to slither out from under the Lord's word here, I am certain that it is he and I. But the Lord won't let us slither away. Let me ask you some questions. Do you ever curse and publicly speak evil of the name of your seminary brother who always manages to make it to chapel every day and still get his assignments done on time? Do you ever afflict the righteous in this way? When you hear or read something that appears to be consistent with God's word, but contrary to your own desires and perceptions of the truth, do you ever deny it, reject it, abhor it? And do you throw aside the one who speaks the truth or the one who puts it to pen? Do you ever pass by those who are poor, failing to offer them whatever will uphold their body and life? Do you ever fail to pray for the poor? Do you regularly give up your time to assist the poor? Do you pray for your persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world? Do you sacrifice your goods to make sure that they have the word of God? Have you ever trampled on the poor? When the needy appear before you, what do you do? When your wife or husband needs your love, do you plead that time will not allow it? When your children need you to teach them, to play with them, to love them, do you turn the other cheek? When your fellow baptized needs a listening ear, do you shuffle them off on someone else? Do you turn aside the needy in the gate? So, does Amos speak to you? If the answer is still no, then woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Because the Lord knows how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. The way that you worship, the gifts of God that you receive, and your sacrifice of praise and your seeking the Lord in prayer does not show itself in righteousness that flows from your life like an ever-flowing stream. Is there any hope for you? It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The remnant of Joseph. Joseph was left to die by his brothers. He was hauled off in slavery to Egypt. He pursued righteousness, but was sent to prison for rejecting the advances of Potiphar's wife. Yet the Lord was with Joseph. And he found favor before Pharaoh when he was able to interpret his dreams. The Lord loved Joseph. And he loved the remnant of Joseph. He loved the one from whom men turned aside in the gate, despised and rejected. He loved the one who was acquainted with grief and sorrow, suffering and pain. He loved the one who was afflicted and crushed. He loved the one who was poor in spirit. He loved the remnant of Joseph. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. There in the Jordan River stands the remnant of Joseph. There is the one the Father loves, for God loves good. And this Jesus, he seeks the good. He seeks such things as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the goods that he seeks. And his Father loves him in the seeking. Oh, not that the Father loves him because he seeks, but because he is his only Son, his only begotten Son, who cannot but help live as a faithful Son of the Father. And the Father loves him even unto death, because the goods that he seeks lead to suffering and death at the hands of those who think that they love good, but really love evil. Here is the love and mercy of God in this Jesus who dies, that the remnant might live. The remnant of Joseph, the remnant of Joseph lives. God the Father raised him from the dead, and along with him, the entire remnant of Joseph. You live in the waters of your baptism. The Father says, you are my beloved son. You too are the remnant of Joseph. Since that day of God's loving and your living, your life has been patterned in seeking good and not evil, for you have been baptized into the remnant of Joseph, and his Holy Spirit has been poured out on you. Daily you repent of evil and seek good. You strive not to turn aside the needy in the gate, but to seek righteousness on behalf of your neighbors. And in doing so, you manifest that in the Word and by the Spirit, you love the Good One and his only Son. So, live the life of your father Joseph. Hate evil. Love good. And fear not. The day of the Lord is not darkness, not in the one the Father loves, not for you who have been drowned and live in him, the remnant of Joseph. Celebrate it in your feasts. Take delight in it in your solemn assemblies, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.